Every person has their own perception of reality, their own take on religion, and their own theories on leadership. But every religion as well has their own perception of reality, their own take on religion, and their own theories on leadership. So it's striking to think about how diametrically opposed Jewish leadership is to many other religious versions of leadership. In this week's Parsha, Parshas Emor, the Torah tells us that the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, must be married. Many other religions posit that spiritual leaders must remain celibate, never to marry, as this is the sole path towards spirituality. So why then does Judaism claim the opposite? Is it not true that physicality and physical pleasure can deter one from spiritual perfection? Why do we require our leaders to immerse themselves in such physical matters? So in order to understand this, we must first understand the nature and role of Kohanim. There are three categories of Jewish leadership: the Melech, the king, the Sanhedrin, the courts, and the Kohanim, the priests. Each of these categories serve their unique role. While they all serve both a practical and religious role, each category maintains its own unique purpose in enabling the Jewish people to fulfill their purpose and connect to Hashem. The Melech serves as an embodiment, a manifestation of Hashem in this world, negating his ego and serving to reveal Hashem in this world. The Sanhedrin serves to maintain the Jewish ideals in society, ensuring that the Jewish people live up to their purpose. And the Kohanim serve to help the Jewish people connect to Hashem. The role of the Kohanim is to guide and lead the Jewish people in their spiritual and religious journey and help them build and perfect their relationship with Hashem. A Kohen is thus responsible for our spiritual well-being. The Kohanim work in the Beis HaMikdash and help bring korbanos, sacrifices. So how does this relate to their role in helping the Jewish people connect to Hashem? In order to understand this, let us briefly review the nature of the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is referred to by Chazal as the mouth of the world. This is because all the functions of the mouth serve as means of connection. Eating connects the physical body to the angelic soul. Speaking connects people's inner worlds together. And kissing connects two physical bodies together, reflecting a deeper internal form of connection and oneness. So too, the Beis HaMikdash serves as the mouth of the world, as it is where Hashem connects to this physical world. Just as people use their mouths to connect with each other through the mechanism of speech, Hashem spoke directly to the Jewish people, specifically in the Beis HaMikdash. The Pasuk explicitly says that Hashem will speak to Moshe from between the two kruvim, the two cherubs. And just as the universal expression of love and connection is through kissing, the Beis HaMikdash is also where Hashem kisses the world. The Gemara in Baba Basra, Daf 74a, states that the Beis HaMikdash is where the heaven kisses the earth. And just as our physical body needs to maintain its connection to our spiritual soul, the physical world needs to eat in order to maintain its connection to the spiritual soul of the world, Hashem. And we can now understand korbanos, sacrifices. As the Ramban explains, korbanos comes from the word karov, to bring close. And the Nefesh HaChaim and the Kuzari explain that korbanos are the food which feeds the connection between Hashem and the physical world. Just as we eat to connect our soul to our body, korbanos do the same. And Kohanim are the people who serve to foster this connection between both Hashem and this world and Hashem and the Jewish people. In bringing the korbanos, the Kohanim serve to connect the physical and the spiritual, the Jewish people, to their source. But there's another layer to this as well. As the Maharal explains, 7 is the number of the natural. And therefore, all physical and natural components of this world are built off 7s. 7 days in the week Seven notes in the musical scale, seven colors in the spectrum of light. Eight represents going beyond the natural, l'mala min ha-teva, which is why Bris Mila is done on the eighth day. We take the most physical and potentially animalistic organ and use it to transcend. This is also why the miracle of Hanukkah lasted 8 days. And it's also why it was done with Shemen, the same Shoresh, root, as Shmona, eight. It is therefore no surprise that the gematria, the numerical value of Kohen, is 75. The number exactly in between 70 and 80. 7 and 8. The Kohen's role is to connect the higher and the lower, the physical and the spiritual, the infinite and the finite. And this is done specifically in the Beis HaMikdash, the place of connection. So we can now explain why the Kohen Gadol must be married. The Kohen Gadol embodies the ultimate paradigm of Kahuna. He is the ultimate expression of connecting Klal Yisrael to Hashem, connecting the infinite to the finite. As we explained two parshios ago, in order to impact others, you must first invest in yourself. Chayecha kodmen. This is why Aaron first brought a korban for himself and only afterwards brought one for Klal Yisrael. In order to help Klal Yisrael connect with Hashem through a korban of connection, he must first ensure that his own personal connection with Hashem is properly established. And so too, before helping Klal Yisrael connect with Hashem, a relationship Chazal refer to as marriage, Aaron had to first develop his own marriage, his own experience of connection and oneness. And marriage is the ultimate opportunity to give yourself fully to another. This is why the Gemara in Kedushin, that 41a, uses marriage as the paradigm of v'ahavta l'recha kamocha. Marriage is the first opportunity someone has to completely give themselves over to someone else. Once you love yourself, you can expand your sense of self to include your spouse, your family, your friends, your community, and then all of Klal Yisrael. You can then expand outwards even further to connect with all of humanity, the entire world, and even the entire universe. You can then root yourself back to the source of all self, Hashem himself. The deepest truth is that while Hashem is the root of all self and existence, and is therefore the last step in this process, he is also manifest within everything in this world. So the goal is to be aware of Hashem within every relationship you build. Within yourself, your friendships, your marriage, and your connection with all of Klal Yisrael. And once the Kohen Gadol has experienced the transformative effects of marriage and expanded his sense of self to include all of Klal Yisrael, he is now ready to help Klal Yisrael connect and marry Hashem. The Kohen Gadol now understands the meaning of true connection, oneness, and love in his own personal marriage, and simultaneously, in the process of doing this, has built a deeper love and connection with all of Klal Yisrael as well. Now, he's able to help Klal Yisrael connect with Hashem. And we now come full circle, because last week we read the words, Kedoshim Tihu, you shall be holy. This is not a call to be transcendent, angelic beings, lofty and perfect, beyond the struggle innate within the human condition. This is not permission to deny our humanity and restrict our sense of self. This is a calling to be human, to be the ultimate human, to bring transcendence and spirituality into this world. We don't aim to escape this world. We aim to transform it. Kedusha is not transcendence or escapism. It's marrying transcendence with the imminent. And the same is true of our spiritual leaders. We don't seek leaders who transcend human struggle and temptation, sit on mountaintops meditating on their navel. Our leaders are individuals who embrace the physical, uplift it, and connect it to the infinite. Each of us are leaders in our own way. Each of us have a unique mission here in this world. And may we be inspired to build something powerful, sensational, and transformative within ourselves, and then seek to impact the lives of others with our unique talents helping to build connection and oneness in this world.